President. By God, you certainly shook up that Senate Finance Committee and its chairman.
Well, we made a little progress, didn't we?
Listen. God, that's the best news I've heard in many a day.
Well, we've got to be sure now. Hartke's upset. We've got to be sure we get Ribicoff. Now, how are you going to get Ribicoff on that dividend in the morning?
Well, I'm going to be talking to Ribicoff the first thing in the morning. I'll have a nice chat with him. In fact, Abe asked me the other day. We've had a couple of problems, as you know, back before Dallas and the tax bill and Abe, and he was, you know, showing his teeth a little bit, but what the hell. At one of your signing ceremonies there a couple of weeks ago, he said to me, gee, I've known you for years and all that. Everything's in order, and I've been a little bit sticky, but... we'll chat some more, and we did have a little chat. In fact, he wanted me to go out to Palm Springs with him, which I didn't do. So I'll grab him, and if I have any problem, I'll let you know.
Quote me any way you want to, because I want it done.
Yeah.
And tell him, for God's sakes, don't let him talk and let him go on. And I've waited now over 2 months.
Yeah.
Every minute we wait, it's hurting our economy, and now we got to lower our withholding from 15 to 14.
Yeah.
That's awfully important to keep in the economy, and some of them say my budget being frugal is going to cause depression anyway, and so we just can't take any chances.
Well, I'll give them the pitch. Gore is going to be away tomorrow.
Yeah, and we ought to get the damn thing finished tomorrow.
Yeah.
They ought to do it tomorrow if they could. I've got to call Smathers. He's called me for some reason. You know what he's got in mind?
Gosh, no, except probably I talked to Russ Long a little while ago. And, God, I will have to say for old Russell, he couldn't have been more... enthusiastic and more cooperative and just a happy fellow.
Well, now, I'll return the call, Smathers. I forgot it.
Yeah.
And if there's any trouble, I'll call you.
Now, Smathers had a little go with Gore today, and which he's quite proud of. He'll probably mention that to you anyway, where he pointed out he singled out each member of the committee and said to Gore, you're the only one trying to filibuster here. And Gore, I guess, got hot under the collar, and Smathers told us that he talked to Mike later this afternoon. He said they had resolved their little differences, but he was quite proud, and rightly so, that he kind of jogged Albert a little and singled him out as a loner in there.
I think you ought to have some press alert turn loose on him, like Reston and Washington Post, and some of them asking him if he's going to try to filibuster this bill in committee.
Well, I thought that let's see what the hell we get out of there tomorrow with Gore absent. Maybe we'll be in a damn good position to shove him, if necessary, down the rest of the road.
Okay.
Incidentally, Willis Robertson has been damn good during the day. He spoke to Byrd and also said he was going to speak to Bennett, and he called us here. And, you know, the old guy, he was damn good. He said that he was most impressed with your speech. He went to his good, true friend, Harry, and said, no, you've just got to get these things done, and the tax bill's essential. And Byrd said, well, the votes are probably there. We'll do a little counting. And he said that he was convinced that he had been a little help with Byrd, and he was going to tackle Bennett.
How many votes have you got against this? 5?
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Proud of you.